You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
You know, maybe you haven't seen all of Game of Thrones, but your conversational partner has. What do you do? It can get awkward, tense, things that I don't personally like feeling. And that's why I started faking it forever.
We speak to acupicturist and teacher Frank Hez, creator of the 10-week workshop Faking It Forever, a fast-track guide to speaking with authority on subjects you know nothing about. We'll talk about his 5-point pivot method, how Steven Spielberg changed his life, and his unique style of meditation.
I don't do it quietly. I make a lot of noise when I do it. There's a lot of screaming and crying. It's a time when I can release the inner pain that I have inside.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast. We're joined today by Frank Hertz.
The RT is silent.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for joining us, Frank Hez.
Yeah.
So Frank, so for our listeners, you teach a course called Faking It Forever, which is what? Can you just give us a basic explanation of what this course is that you teach and what it's geared towards?
Sure. Faking It Forever is a course that I've been working on for a while. And what it does is it teaches people how to interact with other people in situations where you don't understand what they're talking about.
Oh.
For example, you know, maybe you haven't seen all of Game of Thrones, but your conversational partner has.
Yes.
What do you do?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I suppose I would just hope that the waiter would come over and ask if I wanted another drink.
Exactly. It can get awkward, tense, things that I don't personally like feeling.
Who does?
And that's why I started faking it forever.
I see. So instead of actually watching Game of Thrones, you do what?
I teach people how to interact on a social level in subjects that they know nothing about.
I see.
How to be an expert. There's so many topics right now open for potential discussion. Game of Thrones is huge right now. Mm-hmm. Sopranos kind of never went away.
Yeah.
6 Feet Under, Mad Men, Seinfeld, 50 Shades of Grey, everything Harry Potter. I mean, that literally won't die.
Oh, are you all right?
Oh, sorry. It was my lip bit.
Oh, of course. I own one as well. I don't wear it because it was becoming too painful.
Mm.
How did you first identify that there was a need for this course? What gave you that initial insight?
Well, I was raised in a very strict household. My parents never let me watch things that they thought were inappropriate.
Mm.
Which, of course, you know, was what all of my friends were watching.
Sure.
Growing up.
Sure.
In fact, when I entered high school, I had never seen a single episode of Dawson's Creek. Yeah. Utter humiliation.
Oh.
Then, in 2002, something happened.
Mm.
A movie came out that really opened my eyes as to what was possible. And that was Steven Spielberg's
AI.
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
Changed my life.
Oh, how?
Well, I never actually saw the film. I only watched the trailer. But that trailer was life-changing.
Oh.
The way that the guy was like, you know, pretending to be a pilot, and then out of nowhere, he's suddenly a doctor. And I remember sitting there in the movie theater thinking, oh, now I see. It was like the curtain had finally been lifted. It was the trailer for Catch Me If You Can that inspired me and led me to become a professor at the Central California Institute for Mind and Body, where I'm also an acupicturist, on to the workshop that I now run.
Now, for our listeners, can you explain what being an acupicturist is?
Instead of inserting needles to ease their pain, I make drawings.
On their bodies?
No, just on paper.
And then people look at them?
Yeah.
Oh. So are you drawing, here's your wrist and here's a needle that I'm putting into it?
Well, it kind of depends on the patient. I've found that the most helpful things that I can draw tend to be boats. Also balloons. So far, I have seen it work a lot. Oh. So by working with people this way, I kept finding that what really made my patients the most anxious, number one cause in all of this, those were the moments in conversation when someone brings up a topic that they don't know anything about.
When you're in an acupicturist's office, I would imagine most people are thinking, I don't know a thing about this.
Exactly.
I've barely heard of acupuncture.
Right. You know, maybe they haven't heard of certain medical terms that I'm using. And that's just level one.
Sure.
If we went to level two, go a little bit deeper, then suddenly we get into, have you ever been to this restaurant?
Right.
Then we can go deeper. Level three, have you ever watched Friends?
Oh. Yes. Well, and I would imagine for the people who haven't, they must feel deep shame, because if you haven't watched Friends, at least an episode here or there, what have you been doing?
I don't know.
It's syndicated. Even by accident, most people have probably watched an episode of Friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're beginning to realize that maybe it's the small talk in the office that's making people uncomfortable.
Well, or perhaps the migraine is caused by something
not
on the surface. The social anxiety.
You're asking, oh, have you had the mozzarella sticks at Papa Luigi's?
Right. And in their mind, they want to say yes, but they can't.
Right.
Because they don't have the proper tools.
Okay.
And my course is there to guide people in a way so that they sound as if they know what they're talking about.
Sure.
So that you can engage with your doctor. So that you can engage with your acupuncturist.
Sure.
Your friend?
Yeah.
Your pets?
Yes. You'd say to your pet, hey, I know what you're experiencing as an animal.
They wag their tails if they're happy, if they're a dog. They hiss if they're upset. That's a cat.
Yeah.
But if you had a hissing dog, you'd probably want to take him to an acupuncturist.
I don't want to make any claims that I can't back up legally, but I can tell you without a doubt that I would be able to help a hissing dog.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Quick Dash. We've all been there. You're walking down the street without a care in the world, or just the normal cares you hold on to because you're tightly wound and your job kind of sucks, when all of a sudden, a block away, you see someone you've lost touch with. You both make eye contact, then look down at your phone as to appear you haven't made eye contact, and then spend the longest 25 seconds of your life stressing over if you're going to stop each other as if you're just noticing them now, or casually keep walking and pretend neither of you saw each other in the first place. But who can even know how the situation will play out? It's an awkward, unnecessary burden on your crazy busy life. Well, not anymore. Introducing Quick Dash, the app that enters all of your contact info into its patented location tracking system and alerts you when any one of your contacts is within four blocks of you, thusly ensuring you'll have just the right amount of time to take an alternate route and avoid anyone you don't want to run into. Sure, there are times when the alert may be for someone you actually want to see, and should that be the case, great for you. But let's be honest, 9 times out of 10, it will most likely be that person from college you were best friends with for a semester, or the actual good friend you lied to about your vacation plans just to avoid their baby's first birthday party. Why force yourself to make small talk with someone from your past and hear yourself reflexively say, we should totally get together sometime soon, when you both know it's never going to happen? Now with Quick Dash, that conversation is a thing of the past. Sure, going down 26th Street when you really need to be on 28th Street may add a small detour to your trip, but when you think of the alternative, isn't it worth it? There have always been apps to help you connect with people. Now comes the one that doesn't. Quick Dash. Walk with confidence. Now, Frank, could you give us some helpful tips, just a few that you talk to your students about?
Well, sure. There are three main components to any important cultural reference. And those three are, number one, the intention. Number two, the execution. And the third, and most important, how do celebrities feel about it? Any expert will always engage in one of these three points of entry, as we call it. Now, once you've found an opening to the conversation, you can push in a little bit further. At some point, you're going to reach the end of that given point of entry, and we call this the wall. And then when your conversational partner is, you know, starting to show signs of discomfort, this is probably because you're hitting their wall.
Okay, so using that example, let's say we're chatting and Game of Thrones comes up.
Mm.
So I haven't, let's just say I have not seen Game of Thrones. I say to you, how about that season 6? Hmm? How great was that? Because I don't know what else to say.
You could. And
what do I say? Help me, teacher.
No problem. So like I said, those three points of entry is where you want to begin. So the intention of the question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the intention of me bringing up Game of Thrones season 6 to you? Am I really wanting to discuss season 6, or do I really want to discuss season 5?
Oh.
Or am I trying to say something else altogether? If you can understand the intention, then you can pivot the conversation.
Oh.
Second, the execution.
Mm.
Now, this is a fun one.
Yeah.
I bring up season 6 Game of Thrones. What do you know about season 6 of Game of Thrones? Nothing.
Right.
Right. Wait for me to make the attack.
Yes.
I'll go in and I'll start talking about a given character. Now,
yeah.
You've heard some things about the show.
Through the grapevine.
And what you have to do is wait for me to make an error in my execution.
Oh.
And as soon as that happens, you have genuine conversation.
What would be an error?
Well, for example, if I said, oh, those dragons, they're so mean. I hate those dragons.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't watch the show. But if I said something like that, then you could jump in and say, well, you know, those dragons.
I just do the opposite.
Exactly.
Oh.
Fight the execution. And suddenly we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine conversation, real feelings. And of course, the third point is, how do celebrities feel about it?
I know that Leslie Jones, the comedian, tweets about it.
Right.
So I could talk about her?
Exactly. And using her as a resource is going to be so valuable to you in your efforts to be an expert.
Mm. All right. Now, what happens when you're having this conversation and you're doing really well,
yeah.
but it's been going on for a while and you think, you know what?
Right.
It's only a matter of time until I'm found out. They're going to find out. I don't know what I'm talking about.
When you're really lost in the conversation, when
yeah.
you're in over your head, when you
yeah.
feel like you're way too deep inside,
yeah.
that's when you need to pull out.
Okay.
That's when you need an exit strategy. I actually teach a 5-part method, which, it's quite simple, actually. At any point in the conversation, you can find an easy way out very, very simply. If it's okay, I'll show you right now. First part is you just arrange your face in a way to make a look of disgust, you know, kind of furrow your brow and make a, oh, I'm disgusted kind of look.
Oh.
And then you utter these words, oh, I know.
Oh.
And then you take a long, deep swallow. Then you sigh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wait.
For what?
Exactly.
Oh.
The other person will always start talking next. And they won't want to continue down the same path.
Because they think they've disgusted you somehow.
Yes.
Wow.
Or offended you.
Oh.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
What's the newest class that you're teaching these days?
Our fastest growing class right now is all about politics. Basically, you know, how to react about the latest news when you haven't been on Twitter for the last 3 hours.
Oh, I see. Because right now it's like there's an episode of Homeland on your phone. You just look at your alerts and...
Yeah.
It's kind of terrifying, actually.
Yeah.
But exciting if you can remove that part of your mind that thinks about things deeply.
Right.
What do you do in that situation when you walk in, you meet your friend, you know, for a drink or something, and you say, and they say, have you heard the news?
That kind of tricky play is really usually a red flag that we need to change the subject.
Well, in that case, do you offer any courses about food and wine?
Yes.
Because our very own audio engineer, Ben Michael Sam Matt Mark, says that when he walks in, and I'm sorry to embarrass you, Ben Michael Sam Matt Mark, but sometimes, you know, we've jokingly discussed when, you know, you walk into a wine store, you want to buy a bottle of wine that is $12, but you want your friends to think you paid maybe $15 to $18.
Right.
You want it to taste good. But you don't want to spend more than $12. But how do you ask that in a wine store not sound like a cheap idiot?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really common issue that plagues a lot of people right now. Digestibles are a tricky subject.
Digestibles.
You know, like you said, you don't want to sound like an imbecile. But you also don't want to come off like a cheapskate.
Right.
So we found that by focusing on intangible flavors, you know, flavors that you literally cannot taste, your conversational partner will never know that you don't know if you engage on intangible flavors. So, you know, saying things like, I prefer more forward tasting flavors.
I see.
You know, do you have any wine that's more tight?
Oh, I've never heard of tight wine.
Yeah. I prefer tight.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by My Horoscope, My Choice. Want to love astrology but have a hard time believing that the time you were born has anything to do with who you are at all? And astrology is actually just a vague list of generalized adjectives that on some level apply to everyone? From the authors of Secreting Your Secret Secretly, How to Avoid Judgment from People Who Think You're Just Secreting in a Futile Attempt to Gain Control Over Your Life, comes the app My Horoscope, My Choice. Feeling blue? Feeling happy? Just input one of several varied emotional states into the app, and My Horoscope, My Choice will find a real horoscope currently available online that best matches your current mood. Some people would say we're just cherry-picking horoscopes to keep you in a feedback loop of your chosen emotional state, but those people are mean and unhappy, and even if they seem happy, deep down, they're not. What a classic Aries/Taurus/Gemini/Cancer/Leo/Virgo/Libra/Scorpio/Sagittarius/Capricorn move. Find My Horoscope, My Choice in the App Store and use discount code GARBLYGOOK for 10% off your monthly subscription.
Okay, now let me ask you a philosophical question. TV is something that comes up a lot in casual conversation.
Yeah.
Do you think that by the time people mention, have you watched XYZ, it's actually just, it just is an indication that you have nothing else left to talk about?
Well, is it okay if I give a personal example here?
By all means.
Years ago, when I was just a young teen, I remember my uncle coming to visit us over Thanksgiving. He had been away living in San Francisco, and he engages me with a standard opener, right? You know, how is school going?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a girlfriend? How old are you? Et cetera, et cetera. Then the conversation quickly turned into a play series that he had recently been reading. The title was Angels in America.
Oh.
Now, since I was raised agnostic and had no introduction to Christian literature, I never had heard of that. And were my expertise skills more developed, I might have engaged, you know, using one of the three core components that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But as an awkward young teen, the best I could muster was, yes, I really like that one part.
Right.
Now, which part I was referring to, I had no idea. But my uncle, and this is where some of the initial design for Faking It Forever took shape, my uncle also had no idea what part I was referring to. So he used one of the most dangerous responses, which, you know, we encourage to avoid at all costs, the CR, the clarification request. Now, Clarification requests can seem innocent enough, but usually it's a sign that your conversation partner is beginning to see signs of your novice poke out. So, you know, without expertisanal training, there was only one thing that I could do. I could double down. So I stared him directly in the eye. Another fantastic tool, by the way. And I slowly repeated myself, making sure not to break eye contact. I said, you know, that one part. Now, of course, in my head, I'm freaking out. I mean, what if he knows that I've never read Angels in America? You know, what if he sees me for who I really am inside? You know, can he see it in my eyes? Can he smell it on me? But I held my ground. And what do you know? He bought it. My uncle, he leaned forward. He put his hand on my shoulder. I watched his eyes well up with tears, and he said, yes, I know. And it was probably the most genuine moment that I've ever had with him. So, sure, maybe we talk about TV shows, maybe we talk about books, plays. Really, it's about wanting to talk about what's really going on underneath.
And just in that spirit of talking about what's really going on underneath, I might understand that in that conversation you accidentally came out to your uncle?
I don't think so. I've never seen or read Angels in America, so I'm not sure what it's about. But
Well, you might want to have a follow-up conversation with your uncle.
Oh, okay.
Now, what kind of people do you think are worse people? People who are mad at other people for not watching a show that they love?
Yeah.
Which I can understand both sides of.
Right.
Or people who say, oh, I don't know how you watch any of those shows. I don't have that much time. I'm so busy doing XYZQ, I couldn't possibly watch a couple hours of television a week.
Oh, I know.
Go on.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Oh, the method.
Yeah.
I see. Wow, powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. What topics are easy to fake and what topics are hard to fake? Or do you even think any of them are easy or fake?
Oh, no. I definitely think there are easy ones and hard ones. Look, something like, I'm trying to think, hard film. Easy movies.
Oh.
Yeah. Hard whiskey. Easy bourbon.
Sure.
Hard World of Warcraft. Easy Call of Duty. Hard Paul Thomas Anderson. Easy M. Night Shyamalan. Hard Star Trek. Easy
Battlestar Galactica. No, got it wrong.
I was going to say Star Wars, but Battlestar Galactica, actually that's kind of a hard one. We have a course on BSG and yeah.
Now, Frank, we know what you're doing when you're working, but what do you do when you're not working? What do you do for fun?
Well, you know, my work, I like to think that my work is my fun. Opening up people's eyes to what I teach and the ways that I live, that's fun.
But I mean, when you get home at the end of the day from teaching a workshop, let's say, do you put on the television?
Oh, no. No, typically, I like to lay down on the hardwood floor and, you know, do some meditation. That's, I guess, something interesting about me.
That seems kind of monk-like.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I take that as a compliment. Now, I don't do it quietly. I make a lot of noise when I do it.
Sure.
There's a lot of screaming and crying. It's a time when I can release the inner pain that I have inside.
Teaching can be hard.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you like to keep your mind nice and clear. You don't want to fill it with actual information. You need to keep it clean to help your students learn how to speak on
exactly
things they know nothing about.
If I start filling my mind with information, mm-hmm, then how will I teach others how to engage with society in a meaningful way? How can we engage in society in a meaningful way if our brains are full of
facts,
information, facts, yeah, thoughts?
The higher education of not being educated.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Frank, this has really just been a transcendent experience. I look forward to our listeners hearing this and knowing that they can stop any learning that they don't want to learn, and they can just, you know, get deeper with very little.
There's no reason that you have to keep living a life where you feel inadequate about your social conversations.
No shame in your game.
No.
None in mine. Maybe in the future there'll be less with time. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure.
For more information about Frank Hez, check out his viral TEDx Fresno talk online. That's it for season one of Support for This Podcast. To our loyal tens of listeners, we thank you. And please, let us know what you'd like to learn more about for next season. Find us online at supportforthispodcast.com. Don't worry, that's an actual website. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening. And as always, for supporting Support for This Podcast.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.